Who is your teaching mentor? Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 132. And today I want to talk about something that occurred to me after a recent trip to Israel. Many of you will know that my wife and I had the privilege of being in Israel for 2 weeks on a tour organized by Douglas Jacoby, assisted by various people, including Steve Kinnard. Very inspiring spiritually, but a couple of things I wanted to share on a slightly different, from a slightly different perspective, a different tack that occurred to me. Because one of the things that happened as we went around Israel on the coach and around various archaeological sites was Douglas or another guide would talk about the background and the history of Israel. And my wife and I mentioned to each other that we feel very lucky that we know most of that. And there were lots of new things to learn, but much of the basic stuff, the history of Israel, the way the Old Testament books fit together, the basic characters and movement of the people of Israel, we really know that. And why do we know it? Largely because Douglas Jacoby grounded us in this information so well as young members of the church. When we joined the church in 1984, Douglas was teaching Old Testament on a Wednesday night. I remember it vividly and thinking, this is amazing. The Old Testament is relevant and meaningful, and I can understand it. And the next few years, and in fact, the next couple of decades, we're very lucky to have Douglas teach us both in a church congregational setting and in ministry training settings. And so that gratitude reawakened in me the need and to see the need and to see the value of having mentors in terms of teaching. We need those mentors. I mean, I came back very refreshed thinking about what Douglas had taught and how he taught us in the past. And I decided myself to go back and revise my Old Testament knowledge, because although I know a lot of things, there's gaps and some things I've forgotten. So I picked up a book I've had on my shelf for a while, this one, Introducing the Old Testament by John Drain. And just this morning, I sat down to work out a study plan using this book as the basis for the next 12 months. And Mondays are going to be my Old Testament study and revision day. In terms of my personal Bible study, Mondays are Old Testament day. So this morning, I put aside some time and reviewed some of the basic details of the Old Testament Bible books and Old Testament empires. So that's my plan, and I was very inspired by what happened in Israel to do that. My question is this: what do you do to get further teaching inspiration? What's your plan at the moment? In Acts chapter 13, we see this. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who'd been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them, sent them off. You see that there? Prophets and teachers. Don't we still need people who are, in a sense, prophetic, and certainly those who teach? And it seems to me that was a great strength to the church, and it enabled the Holy Spirit to direct the church. We need teachers. We need teachers, and we need those who inspire teachers. If you want to be a teacher, I'm assuming if you're watching this video or listening to the podcast, you have a desire to teach. And if you do, who are your mentors? Who is your inspiration? Who is helping you to develop greater depth? And I mean on a personal level. I hope you find these recordings useful, but someone close at hand, someone who knows you and can help develop the teaching gift in you, if indeed you have that teaching gift. Who is that for you? Now, I want to lay before you a prayer request, and I really appreciate your help with this. Coming back from Israel, I think God laid on my heart the need to connect more with teachers and people who aspire to be teachers in this country and perhaps a little beyond. So I've been thinking about setting up what we might call a teacher's network, a network of relationships to help each other. We'll have different strengths and gifts in teaching, different training, different experiences. And I'd be interested in connecting with others who want to connect on a relational basis to help each other to develop our teaching gifts and to develop our understanding of how best to teach. So a relationship-based network. Perhaps it will become more than that. I don't know. And I don't yet have concrete plans. I've reached out to a couple of friends of mine and discussed this. But I think it'd be good to begin 2019 with something like this in place. It's now November 2018. So if you have any thoughts on the best way to approach doing this, the right kind of focus for it, or if you want to be part of it, could you please let me know? Very embryonic right now. But let's see what God shows us over the next few days and weeks as we come towards the end of the year. Very much appreciate your thoughts, but I'd also appreciate your prayers for this. I feel the need for more connections on the teaching, in the teaching sphere. And perhaps you do too, or perhaps you know people who could benefit from it. So let me know. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly, please, because then we can learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community, in our network of relationships. If you know someone who might be interested in this recording, then please pass the link on to them. Leave a comment, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Let's do our best to be the kinds of teachers that will glorify God. And I hope that until we see each other next, you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.